German national team. I look forward to like playing the European Championship and qualify for the Olympics.
And how much more pressure is there on players like yourself who are playing in America and players like yourself in playing in the NBA and to perform at national level?
I mean, I'm young, I'm 20 years old. That's my first, when I play there, it's my first man championship. So I try to play my game and I think good things will happen.
And you won Player of the Year for Germany last year. How important was that to you?
I mean, I worked hard for the whole summer with the national team under 20. And I mean, hard work pays off and I was happy, my family was happy. And yeah, it means a lot.
Dennis, how much of the other German players in the league, how much of an influence have they had on you? You know, your Dirk Nowitzkis and these kind of guys. Have they been kind of role models and important people for you in the league so far?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki, I talk to him when I need help. He helped me on everything. And I mean, that's very important for me. I'm 20 years old and my first year in the NBA, so I can like talk to him what you do in the rookie season and what you can do.
And then Dennis, you were at Stamford Bridge yesterday meeting Andre Schürrle and some of the other footballers. What was that? Have you got a football team over here and what was that like going to Stamford Bridge?
I mean, it's a good experience for our team. Our whole team was there. I met Schürrle and I mean, German guys and athletes. It's a good thing.
How much would it mean to Germany as a country to have a decent side at the Olympics?
Say it again.
How much would it mean to Germany as a country to have a good basketball team in the Olympics?
I mean, we try to work hard for it, and I mean, for the German national team, I think it means a lot to play in the Olympics, and yeah, try to be successful.
And you're a young man, you know, you're just moved over to America, you're in your rookie season. How much pressure is there to then transfer that form back home and to teach others?
I mean, every time, everywhere where I go, try to be the leader for the team and yeah, try to put the team together and try to be successful on the court and try to win games.
What's been the biggest cultural adjustment for you getting used to into the United States compared to Europe?
I mean, the game is completely different. In the NBA, you play like up and down the whole time. In the European League, play more set plays. So you have to get used to the speed.
What about off the court?
Off the court, you got a lot of free time, so try to stay away from, I mean, like the clubs and all that, I think. And I'm with my family, with my sister and my niece, and I think that's a good thing for me.
What do you think about kind of the NBA in terms of like the Adidas Nations camp they have, and they're bringing players on in Europe kind of over the years and the tournaments they have? Have you felt that benefited your game?
The NBA?
Yeah, like the NBA in terms of in Europe, when you were younger, when you used to play, the kind of the competitions, like the under-16s, under-17s, Germany, did you think that helped your game?
I mean, European Championship, that helps every time when you play there, get good experience, play against the best European guys. And I mean, under-18 and under-20 helps me a lot.
How would you describe the current state of German basketball? Are you happy with where it's at? How would you describe the current state of German basketball?